The words "you are in the band" are the five most exciting and terrifying words Ronnie Platt has ever heard. The then singer and keyboard player with the Chicago-based cover band Shooting Star was chosen by Kansas to replace original lead singer Steve Walsh after he retired. When Kansas plays the BCPA in downtown Bloomington Thursday night, it will be Platt singing classic rock staples "Carry On My Wayward Son," "Point of No Return," and "Dust in the Wind." From his home in Chicago, he tells us how this all happened.
You know, John, it happened so fast. A friend of mine and longtime fan who happens to be Dennis DeYoung's niece, Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx.
Nice to have connections.
Nice to have connections, but a longtime friend, longtime fan, got home from work one day and she sent me a text message, "Did you see this?" And it was the announcement of Steve Walsh's retirement. And her, knowing that I'm a huge Kansas fan, conveyed that to me, sent that to me, and I immediately went on this beautiful Facebook world. You know, I was friends with Rich Williams on Facebook, and I know that the Kansas boys had seen me when I was in the band Shooting Star. So I messaged Rich and said, "Rich, Ronnie Platt from Shooting Star, give me some consideration." The very next day, I talked to Rich on the phone. The very next day after that, I talked to Phil on the phone. Flew down to Atlanta, met with Phil and Rich for a few hours, flew back home to Chicago, went to work in my beautiful 18-wheeler the next day, got an email from Phil, said, "Congrats, you got the job." How's that for the Cliff Notes?
Dust in the wind. Everything is dust in the wind. Everything is dust in the wind.
What happened down there when you flew down to Atlanta? What happened?
They were very direct with me that I was not coming down to audition because they had seen me sing. Rich had taken note of me in Shooting Star, but, you know, they watched many things on YouTube, of which one thing in particular was a video of me sitting at the piano singing "The Wall." And when I met with them in Atlanta, they said that they were really just flying me down to meet me, see if I was a good guy, if I would fit in with the rest of the band, you know, and just get to know each other. If we were together for 3 hours, we probably spent 5 minutes talking business, and the rest of that time we were just yakking and telling stories and telling jokes. And, you know, it was in a hotel right outside the Atlanta airport. You know, Phil's looking at me and he goes, "Well, that went well," you know, kind of laughing. He's like, in a roundabout way, he was telling me, "You know, you got the job. It's just I have to talk to Rich, you know,
okay.
Rich and I just have to confirm it with each other." So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's pretty important because I've talked to many people who say it is so important that you get along with the band members on the road. It can be really difficult out there when you don't get along with people.
You know, it's funny, you know, after all this time in the band, and let me tell you, after joining this band and not stopping, just, you know, continuous shows. I mean, my first full year in the band, we did 99 shows, and then I think 96 the year after that. We're on course to probably do between 85 and 90 this year. So you spend a lot of time with each other. So it's important to, you know, be with guys you like and guys you get along with.
Obviously, Ronnie, it's worked out. You've been with the band a few years now, so, you know, you're in the band. But
I've lost my rookie status.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe the first time on stage in front of fans of Kansas maybe for four decades, you're singing "Carry On, Wayward Son." Can you describe what that was like for you?
It's the greatest diet plan ever because I think I lost 10 pounds just during that song. yes, become the lead singer of Kansas and experience extreme weight loss just from nervousness. It works great. It's one thing to play, to sing "Carry On" in a cover band. The intensity level really skyrockets when you sing "Carry On" as the lead singer of Kansas. And you know that your first few shows and you're under the microscope and you don't know how you're going to be received. It was a pretty scary thing, but I must be doing something right because, boy, the band has been firing on all cylinders ever since.
How did you learn to be Ronnie Platt and not Steve Walsh? Was that a tough transition?
You know, that's something that I'm lucky. I've had, you know, years and years and years of cutting my teeth. You know, sure, I'm a huge Kansas fan. And, you know, when you're inspired by certain artists, no matter how hard you try to be yourself, you know, you're a product of the people that inspire you. So there's going to be elements of them that come out in you, whether you know it or not. The difference with me is, you know, I've spent so much time in cover bands, my 3.5 years in Shooting Star. And, you know, although I was singing, you know, all these other tunes and to some point trying to emulate the singer, but also trying to find a middle ground to be yourself. It's something I think I've balanced pretty well.
Yeah, well, even bands like Chicago, when they lost Terry Kath, and, you know, they tried a couple of different people, and it just kind of didn't work out. So, I mean, it's not a given, so it sounds like you've done okay. Congratulations on being in a band, Ronnie.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Well, I want to ask you about, I heard a rumor that you were driving truck quite a bit when you were with Shooting Star. What did you haul?
Mostly I've worked for corrugated companies, so, you know, I'm delivering your corrugated product, you know, your packaging products to your industry, to your manufacturing industry. So if there's anything I can help you with, I can line you up with the right people.
And this is kind of cool for you, I would imagine, because your musical success, your big musical success, has come later in life. For a lot of people, it comes earlier in life and they kind of fade away. How does that, is it kind of a dream come true for you, or is it kind of surreal? How would you describe it?
It's totally surreal. You know, people always ask me, do you ever, you wake up in the morning and think that, oh, you got to go back to work in your Kenworth, you know?
Yeah.
Go back to your, you know, hooking up the trailers and, you know, jockeying trailers around the yard for a while. And I've really, really have lived a double life. I've had a life as a truck driver and a life as a musician.
Ronnie Platt is the voice you're hearing. He's the lead singer and keyboard player with Kansas. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton, and you're also a songwriter in the band. You're not just some guy like that kid from Journey they threw up there. And you're going to sing. And how does the songwriting process work now for Kansas in that, you know, in their heyday, Kerry Livgren and Steve Walsh were the principal songwriters. And how are you involved and with the other guys now?
That's where the surrealism really goes over the top. When I got the job in this band, you know, I'm so excited to sing these songs that I've loved my entire life. And it's not like Kansas doesn't have this incredible library of music to draw from. You know, for Kansas to get in the band and then to have Phil and Rich, and the kudos really do go to Phil and Rich, 40 plus years in this business and still wanting to put out new music under that Kansas title is just amazing. So
let me cut you off. What was the first song you presented?
With This Heart. With This Heart was the very first lyrical submission. So imagine my excitement to have Phil and Rich read that and go, wow, this is really great. Let's move to the next one. Really? Really? You know, and one song became two became four, and I ended up writing six and co-wrote two more with the amazing Billy Greer, two more songs, and you have the Prelude Implicit, an album we are extremely proud of.
Well, I can see why the guys liked you. You're just a blast to talk to, Ronnie Platt. It's great to catch up with you and hear how you're doing with Kansas. And I know everyone's looking forward to seeing the band in Bloomington. Thanks for your time.
John, thank you so much.